Kalu 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 kalu. Okay, that's the new cue soundtrack. Thank you for joining. We're playing music politics, everyone. So that's my joke for the licensing agreements for music. How are you doing today, Asha?
Happy day to you and everybody. Fantastic.
Beautiful day to you. But I will start with a quick little jingle that will put a nice little spin and start for our call today. Is that all right?
Love it.
All right. This is called Ghost of a Chance. And it's interesting how this came into our reality. Like a million little doorways, all the choices we made, all the stages we passed through, all the roles we played, for so many different directions our separate paths might have turned, with every door that we opened, every bridge that we burned, somehow we find each other. Through all that masquerade, somehow we find each other. Somehow we have stayed in a state of grace. I don't believe in destiny or the guiding hand of fate. I don't believe in forever or love as a mystical state. I don't believe in the stars or the planets or angels watching from above, but I believe there's a ghost of a chance we can find someone to love and make it last. Like a million little crossroads through the back streets of youth, each time we turned a new corner, a tiny moment of truth. For so many different connections our separate paths might have made, with every door that we opened, every game we played, somehow we find each other. Through all that masquerade, somehow we find each other. Somehow we have stayed in a state of grace. I don't believe in destiny or the guiding hand of fate. I don't believe in forever or love as a mystical state. I don't believe in the stars or the planets or angels watching from above, but I believe there's a ghost of a chance we can find someone to love and make it last. And that was written by Jim Rushing and Carl Jackson, but performed by the band Rush. And certainly that has Neil Peart's fingerprint on it, as probably one of the greatest studiers of consciousness indirectly. So that's how I'd like to start today. Is that okay? I guess it's over now, huh?
Well, that was quite a start. That was incredible. So true.
Yeah, and it's a fun way to look at things, and that's why Project Review with Q is so fun for me, because the more we start envisionment of what we want to put in front of ourselves, it's showing up faster, and we're starting to see it on the calls, wouldn't you say?
Yes, maybe it's time to get the band back together.
Well, man, you're getting your chops. You're getting your chops on this radio thing. Hey, Don, if you don't mind, we'll take some calls today too. Do you have some things you want to start with, Tasha?
Would you like to share the next stage we're going through with Saskia, beautiful Saskia?
Yeah, so we're ready. We got this first wave of folks through real nicely here, and so the European folks, I know you've been real patient. So we'll go ahead and get a nice time zone break for all you European folks, and I'll be the one waking up at funny times, as I said before. So we'll send an invite out to our German translator, Austrian. I believe she's got a good Spanish background and a good Austrian translating background. And so that's with great encouragement. I say you should see an invitation this week for all the European time zones, I'm going to call it. So that includes Africa as well. And I have a message in to Saskia, so that'll be nice. And then Australia, if you don't mind being a little more patient, I'm going to accommodate your time zone. And so we got that one well identified. And then North America, I think we'll just keep those times the way they are, unless there's some suggestions. But I think when we start looking at these projects, and now we're going to go and start advancing them. And if you start looking at your project now, even the people we haven't put into the advanced section or discovery, I'm encouraging you all to make a some kind of document that you prefer that looks like a pro forma, but it doesn't have finance to it. And I said it a week ago, so that we can now use our envisionment. And I had the fortunate, I was fortunate to be able to present Ocean Trek again this week in a digital form, and the people, person who helped me with it did a fabulous job. And so now I'm ready to project and or envision what are the next steps I need. And so it'll be great pleasure to be able to publish that so everybody can see. And so that's my great goal. So you can see my project. The farmers are ready to go. Perpetual Gardener has already broken ground, as I said last week. And so the more they see the end in mind, the more these things are showing up in our reality. It's very important that we practice this now. And this is, like I said, this is where the real work is not to have any doubt or fear. And these things will actually show up in your reality. And it gets easier and easier and easier. And it sounds like you already know what to do. It feels like you already know what to do because it is innate. Now, what's fascinating about synchronicity, when you get hundreds of people envisioning these projects, watch how fast they go. And so the more we talk about Ocean Trek, the more we talk about perpetual gardening, all these healing arenas, all of these retreat centers, the more we keep putting those together in our visionary engine, so to speak, the more they start showing up. And pretty soon you have a radio show, and pretty soon you own a radio station, and on and on and on we go. The other line item I had here was, I'm going to suggest in our meeting this week that we go ahead and advance the healing groups all in one discovery section. And so I'm going to ask permission this week to go ahead and get the healers all in one conference room and start standardizing some of the models. So I would encourage all the healing groups to get some kind of task list and or what I'm calling pro forma of what that advance is going to look like for you. And we're bringing in Lucia Nicola Evans, our secret healing super weapon. What do you think?
Wow. Now that's really...
Yeah. So she has agreed to sit in and take a look at everyone's projects with us and see if she can lend a hand. So very excited about that. And what else you got going on?
Kristen actually also had a brilliant, brilliant idea for the healing group. So they might be really excited about what she's going to share too. So that's flowing really, really well. And you also have two prospective ships set up for Ocean Trek too, don't you?
Yeah. So what I do is I want to make a nice template for everybody, but I'm also want to be careful not to make my way the way you would do it. So for, truly be open about how you make your next steps. The key is to realize you don't put boundaries in things you already can see happening in your life. I don't think I can do it is not how we work as a race. We know we're going to do it. We know we can do it. I can't wait to do it. And then you take one step towards what you're going to do each and every day at the risk of being redundant and repetitive. But I feel I can communicate exactly how to do it if you watch mine, the gardeners, the farmers, these guys we have coming through. And so one of those steps for me with Ocean Trek is let's go see what kind of vessels accommodate the modalities and curriculums that I desire to get people out on the water. So, yeah, I like super yachts. Those are really cool, but it doesn't accommodate the need and the realization of what is maybe safety parameters, comfort, and durability, and interest, and stability. All of those things come into play with my project, and so now the vessels. Now I only look for vessels that can suit the Ocean Trek theme. Now, why am I not worried about all the things that may come with possession of an asset like that? Because I don't care about that. Would be a hurdle. How are you going to come up with the money? I don't really care about that. I can find other ways to negotiate terms and conditions for vessels. And that's what I want everyone to start looking at, other opportunities in which we procure assets by turning yourself into a performance contract expert. Really is a fun way to do business. So as an example, if you wanted a backhoe, you wouldn't think about trying to buy a backhoe. You would think about, you would process, I really love digging ditches. I love digging. So I need to find someone who needs a ditch dug. All right. How much will you compensate me for dig? Okay, fine. And then the backhoe comes into fruition. So we're doing business backwards here in North America, is all I'm getting at. If we're inspired to build a home, if we're inspired to do these things, the resources, they seem to show up all the time, don't they, Asha?
Yes. And in fact, that reminds me of a story that was posted on ForTheSpirit.space about a failing business that used their creativity and their playfulness to revive it. And people can go read that, or if we have any time today, we can cover that for a few minutes.
Go for it. I'd love to hear that.
Oh, okay. So there was a Wakayama Electric Railway, their Kashi station in Japan. It was losing
money. Can you say that four times fast? Wakayama.
No.
Wakayama.
I knew you could.
Wow.
So the Wakayama Electric Railway, where they were going to close, and the president of the railway came up with this really fun idea. They had a resident cat there named Tama. So they appointed the cat the station master, and they publicized it. And within a short period of time, the Kishi station increased 17% income, which was 1.1 billion yen. Additional to what they usually got. So within a year, they promoted Tama to superstation master. And of course, they publicized that. And the ceremony was attended by the president and the mayor and 300 spectators. And of course, more people started showing up at the Kishi station. And on it went. But it was really fun for everybody. They redesigned the station to look like a kitty's face, and the kitty had a special hat that she wore as a station master. And it was just really, really fun, and it boosted sales. It didn't cost them anything except for whatever the hat and the special treats they gave to the cat. But her main job was to greet the customers. So that's a really fun way to take a business.
Oh my gosh. I've got to do that for Ocean Trek. I just park the boat at a popular area and put a seal pup out there and just feed it sardines all day, and they can meet the seal. No, that's a great story. I did want to mention that one component that the mermaid's extremely excited about is the aquatic birthing. And we had a great presentation this week, and we fell off our chairs knowing full well we have to do that, finding an incredible atmosphere, incredible bay with spring water, warm. What better way to have a child birth, wouldn't you say?
Everyone was excited about it, that I could feel when we met.
It's obvious how important that is for, and then when you start looking at the healers, re-educating the way we initiate our relationships, we bring a lot more positivity into our relationships right from the get-go before we consider having a child. And of course, those epigenetics are greatly decreased. The traumas of our genetics are greatly decreased if we would take great care in our relationships, wouldn't you say?
Making love makes a loving baby.
Oh, wow. That was so light. So we got to change. So that is kind of fun to go through a lot of these calls. Is we have we if our schools would start teaching that instead of the mechanics of sex ed, I think we'd have a little more momentum there. Maybe. Okay, don't get me dialoguing.
But, yeah, I will go there.
Yeah, the people last week. I know we took a little bit of a break there, and I'm glad because we've been trucking pretty good there. But Miss Arizona showed up. I always love hearing them. I got to give her a shout out, and they are stoked as always. But the one that really is going to compliment a lot of the farmers is our hemp presenter this week, wouldn't you say?
Oh yes,
I can't wait to put him in with the other farmers and perpetual farmer, the container farmer, and the revolutionary farmer. I think I'm calling him, but these guys are not screwing around, and I thank them so much. They really want to get some work done, and so do I. So, what else do you want to chit chat about? I noticed we got a couple calls coming in.
I just wanted to make the comment that farmers are a very special quality of human. They're so beautiful. I love farmers.
Yeah, we. That one is confusing for me that we would not want. And I realize that it's fun living in cities, and there's so much to do. But it seems as a society, it's not that everyone should be farming. We should be close to a farm at least. And it just surprises me that we would monopolize and commercialize living things. It's just always the bizarrest observation. So that's the Bartell Ranch Farm, organic farms, and it's got 6,000 acres. I mean, how did we commercialize strawberries? I can't believe how we did that. It's amazing. Anyway, I'll take some calls unless you want to chat about something else and love talking to the people. I'll take a deep breath, though, okay?
Okay.
You know how I get. That's how I get.
Okay. If you're ready to go, we have Debbie Swan from Hawaii on line one.
Aloha. Can you hear me?
Aloha.
Aloha. Aloha.
Well, a big shout out to the team, Asha, Q, of course, your support group, the Mermaid. Oh, I love it. So this is a dream that has been with me my entire days. It's just something that's in my heart. And this is before Hawaii, Lahaina, the volcanoes. This was before I set foot here. But I wanted a way, and I know it will happen. I know it. It's heartfelt, but I want a way to transmute lava that has hardened and has cooled to plantable soil. I want it safely. I'm going to make it happen. This is because families who are displaced from farms should be able to move anywhere on these islands. They're all volcanic and grow sustainable food for themselves without having to rip the land, the lava, without having to chemically fertilize it. I know it's a matter of time, but I feel it, and I know it's going to happen. That's my project. Blue lava, blue-black lava, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, that is a great technology. Thank you for your call. I'll make sure to look for you in the hopper there. Forgive me. We'll go on to the next caller, but that is an outstanding, outstanding observation that, you know, getting extrusion process for many materials here has been lost. I know the Perpetual Gardener has even more mineral technology that has been lost. And obviously a lot of people garden with vortices as well, and water technologies, and you're seeing people come out with etheric field grounding posts. It's awesome. It's all coming together. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Next caller, Asha, is that okay?
Thank you, Debbie. That is such an exciting project. Thank you for sharing that. We have Karen from California on line 3.
And I am here. You spoke with my daughter last week, Tamara. Are y'all there?
Good day, good day. Please continue.
Oh, okay, so I'm calling on my own regard today, but I wanted to first, there's no way to say how much gratitude I feel for your conversation and session with her. You should have seen her afterwards. She was radiant. She was sparkling. Little sparkles were just flying off of her skin, her eyes, her hair, her eyelashes. She was a sparkle. So your name for her, Alphanseria, seemed quite apt, and I just don't know how to say how grateful we are. And she's breathing better every day; it gets a little stronger, and she's doing the command you composed for her. She's doing that each day too, although every now and then she abbreviates it a lot, but you know, she's still doing it. Other thing, go ahead.
The feedback you're giving me, I just love it so much. Thank you so much. It is so exciting to have proof that our abilities are real, and and by no means do I want to be sensationalizing this work whatsoever. I just want people to have some success, and then I get to learn too, because there's so many different degrees and our capabilities are so vast that there's no way we could standardize from anybody on how to recalibrate to source. And that is my great agenda, if I have one, is to play with it and make it your own. Thank you so much for that. Is there any questions you have for me?
No, I don't think I have a question, but oh, I do. Kristen, when she, I believe she was speaking to me, I woke up the next morning and she was talking to me, asked me if I wanted to make an appointment. Perhaps from what you said in your introductory remarks, it's too late, but had I realized that she was actually speaking to me, and had I realized that Tammy's computer was on mute and I couldn't answer, I would have said yes. I would love to make an appointment. I don't know if it's too late for that, but
there's some key people listening right now, so you're in good hands, but I'm sure we can accommodate that. All of us are getting, okay. This is a great conversation for me, because all of us are getting our capabilities back. And so once you know you're doing it, is what I'm encouraging people. When there's doubt and fear about our natural communication processes, it never works. And that's how we get in a little bit of trouble. Just know when you know, it is the real deal. So no symbols, okay. No numerology, no no identity. If you see identity, that's always your clue. You got to be careful with it, because we communicate through feeling, and it's really soft. Really soft. And it's really sure, though, but it's really sure. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but I'm not quite sure how you're applying it.
That's okay. We'll work on that. Yeah, and I'm gonna and I look forward to doing some of these in some of these as these collaboration centers come together. I can't wait to be a part of that and show how we do it and how we are able to merge and change bodies very easily. And I look forward to that. I'll take the next call, and I thank you so much for your question.
Well, I didn't have a question, but can I give just a brief synopsis of my project?
Please, go for it. That's what this is for. No, you could just give us a summary. Yeah, summary is fine.
Okay, all right. So if I know how to do a summary. My project is neighborhood choirs, and they start on Earth, and in my mind, they go galactic. And, of course, that needs technology and time, but at some point, we're going to have choirs in the sky that are both human and ETs, but starting on the ground. After all is said and done, when the RV, all of the monies are out and whatever is going on, the arrest wars, when this is all ended, everybody, depending on when my project can start, everybody's going to need to recover, right? And the way to recover, a way to recover and get your frequency back up or up for the first time for many of us, is through singing. And so I aim to set up neighborhood choirs that are, I don't know, maybe for like a population of like a, would be covered by a high school area. I don't know. I haven't worked that detail out, but people in the neighborhood who know each other come together and sing and present concerts, twice a year for the standard. And eventually envision this, it's in your neighborhood, it's people you know, and even if it's three people, that's a choir in my mind, coming together and going home and rehearsing the songs, practicing the songs, and pretty soon there's more people coming and walking down the street, there's your neighbors singing the songs and going.
Are you suggesting we start singing hymns again? Is that what you're suggesting?
Oh no. No.
That's a good idea. I think that's a good idea. Now this is what's really fun about your project.
But that's not what I think. They're okay. Love him. But that's not what I was thinking. There's one of the songs that I'm thinking of having in the first round is something called Lead With Your Heart. It's by a group called The Tenors. And it's about leading with your heart. That's the one thing you can trust. It seems like that. And when you're down and when the storms are raging, will you come and anchor me? Some stuff like that. It's the list I have in my mind is actually pop songs right now. And then I was thinking maybe the second year, maybe it would be good to get everybody jumping again, and we could do a year focusing on swing and rock and roll love songs, you know, like She's So Fine or Walking Down the Street or singing to the, you know, What's Your Name, things like that. These are just right off the top of my head. So does that communicate better?
Perfect. R&B hymns. Rock and roll hymns. I love it. Okay. I love it.
Yeah. And hymns. Okay. Yeah. By hymns.
Yes.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yes. You. So.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Okay. So yeah. Do you mind if I ask you a question?
Sure. No. Please ask.
What stops us from doing that today?
All right, I'm going to ask you to clarify what stops my project from going forward, or what?
Yeah,
stops
what
doing?
Well, let's not identify. Let's say as a collection of all of us, our neighborhood.
Okay.
Why do we not do that in our neighborhoods now?
Well, on the surface, mostly because we don't get out and associate with each other, but on the other hand. It is happening today. I mean, whenever I go to a store or walk down the street, I'm singing. So, and then it's always a chain reaction. I get somebody else singing or humming or whistling, or the guy driving the bus starts whistling. So it is happening today, but not
Really big topic for me. Forgive me if I'm interrupting you. I have a break in my phone, I'm not trying to step. What I have found, the legacy way we used to live here would be to have a Grange Hall, a large auditoriums where we all connect. Share resources, timber to materials to you name it, and then of course one of the ways we would celebrate and record our events of the day was through song, and you can see a lot of the modern churches per se have piggybacked on that and turned it into their own hymns, of course, that none of us can really understand because they didn't come from us. Yeah. So we're buffaloed to believe that it came from us, I should say. So it is so nurturing to have faith in your group, your community. Your communities used to be based on people you wanted to live around too. That's what's unique about at least the Western world is we're in communities and we don't even know our neighbors because we didn't move there together. We didn't make a tribe and move somewhere. And so I am celebrating all these great projects because they're going 180 with this story. It's quite clear we need to make our own commerce system within our communities, regardless of what style, whether it's trading and bartering, it doesn't really matter. But with that communion, you start trusting each other again, and judgment gets removed, I would say, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Having your heart communicate with harmonics, that's scary for a lot of men.
Oh, yeah.
To show their true selves. And we talk about it every week, all of us. We say, where are the men? Why are they afraid to show themselves? The true authenticity of a man, there's a great agenda there, isn't there? There's a great opportunity for us all to realize that our communion together helps us all heal, wouldn't you say?
Yes, absolutely, I would say, yes.
Yeah.
That's the point, really.
I would love to talk about this forever and ever, and yet I want to be fair to the other callers too. Is that okay if we continue this?
Sure. Oh no, that's fine. But in closing, I'll just say that eventually we'll build neighborhood music clubs, and we'll have rooms for practicing and for giving free singing lessons. I remember last week, you said that you're interested in teaching yourself to sing. So we'll have a singing room, and we can have free lessons.
Well, obviously I don't need any singing lessons, but the rest of you can do that.
Okay.
Obviously, okay. I don't. I mean,
all right. You can give the lesson. You can give the lesson.
Yeah, that would be a tragedy. Okay. Anyway, that was a beautiful conversation. I thank you so much,
thank you
for calling in. I will send your daughter another boost today. I won't tell you when, but I'll give her some more wind in her sails. And I love these calls, and my great love to you and your daughter.
Oh, thank you. And to you. And Yeah, thank you. So talk another time, I guess. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Karen. And the next caller, please forgive me, John. Your name was somehow invisible. I'm so sorry. John from California, who was supposed to be before that, is online too. Go ahead, John.
Hello again. Yeah, it's good to speak to everybody. Thank you, Asha. Great to speak to you again, Q. Just real quick, spoken to you a couple times before, and so I'm just kind of going out here on a couple of questions that might be off topic. On the EBE part one, will there be a part two, or if not, are you going to be able to share with us what happened to you after the video ended?
We've been talking about that, and it's in the works. My suggestion, Asha's a better person to ask about this as far as the intrinsic stuff. I want to do a documentary regarding much of what occurred in Area 51 and many, many other places. But this is also a good tool for the people who conducted who did this to me and many others. This is their opportunity to tell the story. And we get to check them. We get to check to see if they're going to cough it up. And as you can see, it's pretty tough information, isn't it?
Yeah. I was, as I mentioned before, I was awake. I guess the term would be awakened about 4 years ago now, but I can't imagine being someone that's not aware of what's going on, trying to live their life right now. Everybody thinks I'm crazy. I don't care. I want to ask you the next question real quick. No,
yeah,
even my closest relative, which is my younger brother, he's very tolerant, and even him and his wife, my sister-in-law, they just lash me, and I don't care anymore, so I just send them updates from my heart, what I think is going on. The next question I want to ask you, and I know with the project review at Q on the Zoom calls, you're super busy during the week, but you mentioned in one of your early calls on the BBS radio interviews that you might be able to talk more about finding an hour somewhere in the week where you could talk more about Jesus or the original Bible. So I'm wondering, I know there's a lot to cram in here, and society is so in need of an awakening. Is there a chance that you might have something where you can talk more about Jesus being the one redeemer, the one, true Son of God? And as an example, what the other high spiritual entities, and how it all works, because you talked about heaven being a spiritual fractal where you're in and out of all these beings at one time. And it's very confusing, even for people that are awake. I'd really love to learn more about that.
Yes. Well, let me just summarize real quick, and to be noble to the other callers going in. The biggest travesty of the video you're talking about is all the technology that was given to you that has been hidden from you. And one of those pieces of technologies is a conscious gateways. So I've mentioned it many, many times. I'm sure this is old news for many people, but when you can sort and look and extrapolate, compartmentalize, silo consciousness, it's an incredible tool to communicate with, to help people with, to understand the variables. So the big game here is We don't want you to know that you're all time travelers. You're all creating timelines. You're all incredible powerhouses. That's the game. And so that is my, that's my great gift, if there is one here, is I have my memories back. I know how timelines work. I know how, what they don't want you to know. So I'll probably favor that, because I'm not real excited about any past identity. Because you've all had multiple identities, and we need to get good at playing with it. It's going to be very fun. I'll go on to the next caller, but yes, I will be available very soon when we get these collaboration centers set up, so we can do some really good work. Thank you so much for calling and having so much faith in us.
Thank you,
John, and also, there is the EBE post, and there's also the ISB post. If you haven't seen that one, that's sort of a continuation, and there will be many more. So thank you for your questions, really good questions. So we have Stanwick from Canada on line 4.
Hello?
Hi, we can hear you.
Hello? Awesome. Okay. Thank you for this call. It's just, I just love it. I love your enlightenment and all the enthusiasm. And thank you to BBS. So, a great day to you, Q, and Ashria, and all the listeners. I just had a question. I heard you mention a little earlier, Q, about the coming week and hemp farmer or farming or farming community.
Yes.
Is there a way that we can sit in and listen in?
Yes, we are. So with these advances, we're recording them all. And so now okay. you'll get to listen in on, and that's why we're doing it, is so you don't have to sit on all of these perpetual conference calls. We want to be the crash test dummies for you, and you get to learn positive or negative how these projects are being fulfilled, and what maybe you would have ideas how to make us more successful regardless of what project. Yeah, so look for a way in the future where we're going to populate we're going to populate a hierarchical system that you can drill into based on project styles and types and which ones are advancing. And it's still in progress. I have several ideas, but I want us all to put it together so everyone can have access to it. Does that help you?
That's good news.
And the only reason we're not doing it now is just for efficiency, you know, really the people who've put their projects in, we just want to get some nice wins, if you will. And then, we get our feet underneath us. And then I would expect that there's a lot of people coming forward that want to help too. And so we can backfill some positions that way. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it sure does. Just a comment, the previous two callers, the one on singing, she can sign me up. I'd love to learn how to sing. And I think that's a really good community endeavor. And also the last caller, and you'd mentioned putting together a show on the timelines. And to me, that's got to be maybe, in my mind, it's, maybe the most important thing is you know, ascending, transcending this, the abductions and everything. And so I really look forward to that. And that was everything.
Me too.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I would encourage you, Billy and Jane Hallworth, they did do a pretty good timeline presentation one day. Yes. We'll move on to the other call. Thank you.
Thank you, Stanwick. We have Rhonda from New York on line 5.
Hello, Q and Asha. I'm so glad to be talking to you.
Woo.
Thank you. What?
Woo! Thank you, Amplifier Kirk. Goes to 11.
I have what?
Your amplifier goes to 11.
Let me get it away from my mouth.
No, it's great. We love the energy. We got to have it. Got to have it. How can I help you today?
Oh, thank you. I'll be happy to send it to you. And thank you for all the lessons. I started listening like last, I think, October. And anyway, listening to you guys, getting educated, slowly learning about who I am and what I can be, has just been an emotional ride, but in a good way. And I'm finally starting to be able to process things, and what doesn't need to stay goes, so I can make room for all the good stuff. Anyway, I don't know if you saw my project. It's called On the Road Again. Maybe okay. Not.
Okay. I do. That one does ring a bell. Go ahead.
And what I want to do is me, my cats, and some friends take a road trip around the country and just talk to people, converse with people, stop wherever we feel inspired to stop, and just have conversations with people and find out what they want, what they need, and connect them to the people that can get those things for them. And it kind of ties a little bit into a couple other projects I have where I'm focusing on senior citizens and wanting to repair everybody's homes just the way they want them and make sure they have access to any services or support that they need. That's pretty much in a nutshell. I have experimented with doing things for people without expecting anything in return. And the results are very interesting sometimes because, for example, like I'll stop at a gas station and I happen to be working. And if my gas tank's full, I will actually approach other people at their gas tank and ask them if I can put like $5 worth of gas in their car. And it's almost comical, the responses I get. But some of the response, and this is, I just want to pass this kind of stuff on. You know, one guy was like, you know, have no idea how much I needed that today. And then another guy was like, I know he didn't need the gas, but he's like, man, I'm going to go do this for other people. So I want to be able to inspire people to do that for people and be able to connect them to whatever it is that they need to get what their heart's desires are. So I'm not sure if that really fits into a project, but it's kind of like all the projects in one.
No, that's really great. Thank you so much for the call. I experimented with synchronicity so many times, and that is I can remember having less than $500 in my pocket, and these panhandlers, they're real young kids, making maybe some interesting choices in their lives. they asked me for $5, any money you can hand. So I gave them all of my money that I had on me, and which was all the money I had in the world, and just to see how fast it comes back into your life. Knowing that I wanted to help them. I didn't give them money. I just knew if I gave them enough money, maybe they would get things cleaned up and do something that maybe they would prefer better. And sure enough, not even the next day, a tremendous amount of resources comes into my life. And I'm not endorsing that modality, but there's just so many opportunities when you do things with great care. That energetics comes right back full 10 times grander, wouldn't you say?
I've experienced it. And I remember when I was down and out and people out of nowhere have helped me. And it's like, I would like to pass that on.
Absolutely. Thank you for the call so much. I will make sure you get in the hopper. Stay with us. I assure you, you'll be a great fit for many other complimentary projects. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
And thank you.
Thank you, Rhonda and Q. Great call. Really interesting and exciting. We have Lisa from Colorado on line one.
Hi. Thanks, Sasha. Hi, Q. Good to talk to you again. I just want to get my frequency back up in front of you guys. I was one of the first, I think, week of the presentations, and I had the backyard pantry. And I just know that you guys are kind of continuing on. I know you said that you were going to forward me on, and I'm just wondering if that's happening. I know you've got some perpetual gardening happening with some groups, and I just want to get in there as soon as possible.
Yeah, so this will be the first. Thank you so much. And never be shy about calling in. That's why we do these radio shows, so we don't have the triage of emails. It doesn't work, in my opinion.
Sure.
It slows down our creative force. And this is part of the collaboration opportunity. And watch when we do 3 hours of this. It's going to be really fun. This will be the first week we're having advanced invitations out, and yours and the healing group defined projects are the first to go. And so I feel we're going to have to do probably 2 weeks of that to make sure everyone has their pro formas put together. That I don't want to be a pro forma. I want it to be a line items, just so we can see what you need and get you resources. So if you can just prepare for that, that's my suggestion, or come into the conference with other suggestions. So everything's for you. Absolutely everything.
Awesome.
That's what she
okay.
said.
Okay. I just want to touch base.
It's funny.
Again, the jokes a little.
I have no idea what kind of bird that is. That's a beauty, though. Thank you. Does that help
beautiful.
You? Forgive me.
Yeah. I just wasn't sure if they were going to send emails like they did the first time for the Zoom or how they were contacting us.
But, yeah, we just had to get through the first. Yeah, all the sure. all the U's. I definitely remember you. don't worry, we got you. And I appreciate your patience. It's going to be really fun. I assure you, this will go really fast soon.
Awesome. Okay. Thank you guys so much for everything you do. Talk soon.
Thank you, Lisa. And we are all really, really, we love you so much. We're all working as diligently as we can to honor you and get back to everyone. So thank you for your patience. We have Carol from Florida on line three.
Okay, thank you guys so much for everything you do. Talk soon. Thank you, Lisa.
Carol, are you there on line three? Okay, we're going to move on to
hey.
Raul. Oh, sorry, is that you, Carol?
I was just calling to see if you had received. Hello? Hello?
We can hear you. Go ahead.
Hello?
We can hear you, Carol. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm not getting anything there, Asha. It's getting kind of down to the wire.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Oh, there we go.
Oh, can you hear me? Okay.
Go ahead. Your question, please.
I was just calling to see. I had sent a project in and then did a resubmission for the project, and I just wanted to.
Can you tell me the project name, please?
It's for sovereignty, and I did one for healing also.
Both are in the mix, yes. Stay tuned. Forgive us if you haven't got a response yet. We'll make sure you get taken care of. My great love to you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Carol. We have about 1 minute left. Raul? From Honduras on line two.
I think we have less than 1 minute. now. So I will ask you the next Saturday. I am happy listening. Don't worry. Thank you.
All right. We got to get Lithuania and Bulgaria on. Go for it, Asha.
So is he saying thank you, but I won't take the call because it's the time?
Yeah, he just wants to chit-chat, so I think he wants to wait. Thank you.
Oh, okay.
Well, should we call it a wrap, everyone? Getting down to the wire here, aren't we? Got to be respectful of BBS. It was a good show today, though. I feel like we got a little bit of work done. What do you think, Asha?
Yes, it was a fantastic show. I love all the calls and all your responses. Really fun.
Yeah, keep following us, folks. It takes a beautiful, beautiful tribe to have a beautiful tribe. And I need you. I need all of you to find your beautiful space. And I love this work, Asha. I love you and how much help you've been. Everyone, see what you want. See what you want. And you're going to get it now. My great, great love to you all. Have a beautiful day.
Thank you, Q. Thank you, Don, and the team, and all the callers. Thank you. Bye-bye.